For how many years of Ash Wednesdays have Catholics in Ukraine gone to church and had a cross of ashes imposed on their foreheads? How many Lenten pews did George Floyd or Deshaun Hill's mother sit in and hear about the passion of Jesus Christ? How many times have you, Mexicans and Guatemalans and Ecuadorians, reenacted the stations of the cross in the streets of your towns? Did any of those others ever think that all that pain, all that suffering, all that dying would ever really happen in your lives, in their lives? Those things are just rituals, right? Just stories. I've lived through Lent and its practices 64 times. This year feels different. More than ever, my annual trip to the desert needs to be something more than a poetic spiritual exercise. Because this year, in communion with those being slaughtered in Ukraine, or murdered in the streets of Minneapolis, or driven from their homes in Mexico, so many of us feel vulnerable to some violence, some cancer, some heartbreak threatening to take us down. For his part, first in the desert and eventually on the cross, Jesus did not break down. To the contrary, he was broken open to a power and strength beyond his own, a power and strength that saved him. Will the evil that surrounds us break us down and crush us? Or will it break us open and transform us? An African American spiritual sings, "Keep your hand on the plow and hold on." Human beings beaten and in chains sang of perseverance, resistance, hope, and victory. "Got my hand on the gospel plow," they sang. Hold on.